Phone Boy Speaks, episode 363, Sprint to a Mess.
Sprint reportedly wants to buy T-Mobile, and they're supposedly going to make an offer in 2014. Of course, according to numerous sources who I'm sure have all quoted each other numerous times. And so, you know, it's all just rumors and speculation and stuff. But let's just think about this on the surface, right? So Sprint has purchased they purchased Nextel like 8 years ago and just finally finished shutting down their iDEN network that Nextel was running. And it took forever. It was a mess. It dragged Sprint down. And if let's just assume that Sprint is going to buy T-Mobile, again, they're getting a network that has different technology. And so their network is going to be a mess. There's no question that this is just, it's a dumb idea. And Sprint does not have any good history with doing this. It's got a horrible history. Look at how long it took him to deal with Nextel and look at how messy that was. So really, I think this can't happen. And I mean, it's not going to be good for consumers because T-Mobile's really shaken up the industry. I mean, they have gotten AT&T to offer plans similar to their plans. You know, now AT&T is going to offer, you know, $15 off if you don't get a subsidized smartphone and some of their plans, which is great, right? It's exactly what T-Mobile's doing. So, you know, even if T-Mobile themselves isn't getting more customers, they're at least changing the conversation. I can't see the federal government. I mean, considering the fight they put up against T-Mobile and AT&T potentially merging, Sprint's is smaller than AT&T, and even the combined two would still be smaller than AT&T or Verizon. But it's just going to be a distraction. It's not going to benefit anybody. I mean, if I were the CEO of T-Mobile, I'd probably tell them to get bent if Sprint tried to offer money, because Sprint has just been sprinting toward a mess. If you get right down to it, I mean, they have not been gaining customers. If anything, they've been steadily losing customers. I know they've gotten themselves into this mess. I mean, and there's no reason that, you know, that this merger should happen if it does happen. And of course, it's all just rumors and speculation and blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody's got to get their page views. And so, you know, not that I'm getting any page views by doing this, but it's just, my immediate reaction to this when I saw the news was just, oh my God, not again.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.